Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 9:04. This is WHYY's Morning Edition from Philadelphia. Governor Josh Shapiro's 2025-26 budget would more than double the state's Agricultural Innovation Fund and open a fourth bird flu testing facility in western Pennsylvania. More on this for WHYY. It's Isabella Weiss.
The state's innovation fund finances technology, conservation, and renewable energy advancements in agriculture. Shapiro started it last year with $10 million, and now he wants to add another $13 million. Pennsylvania Farm Bureau President Chris Hoffman says Pennsylvanians need that funding. Tech is expensive, and he knows from experience. Adding to his own farm just cost him $125,000.
To go out and spend that kind of money in today's economy is pretty tough. And so the investment into agriculture is so important.
Innovation can make the difference between a thriving farm and a struggling one.
Having the right technology for the next generation is going to be so important. We're competing in a global world.
Shapiro also proposed adding $2 million to cover expenses for a bird flu testing lab in western Pennsylvania. And Hoffman adds that administration might announce the lab's location and owner sometime in the next week. In Pittston, I'm Isabella Weiss.
During a town hall Wednesday night, Philadelphia Managing Director Adam Teal thanked the city for its response to last week's deadly medical jet crash in the Northeast.
Now, this is the great city of Philadelphia, so I'm going to keep it real. This recovery process is going to be difficult. It's going to be complex. It's going to be long. It is not going to be easy. Well, when was anything in Philadelphia ever easy?
Seven people were killed in the crash, including all six people on board the plane and a man who was in his car, 37-year-old Stephen Druitt. In total, 24 people were hurt, four of whom remain hospitalized. Cotman Avenue near the Roosevelt Boulevard, the site of the crash, was partially reopened to traffic yesterday. During the day today, the city will offer trauma management sessions for residents at Friends Hospital in the Northeast. With the Super Bowl coming up this weekend, the Council on Compulsive Gambling in New Jersey is bracing for a significant uptick in calls to its 1-800-GAMBLER hotline. Spokesman Daniel Mira says the problem is gambling. The problem about gambling is frequently hidden from loved ones and friends.
Unlike a substance addiction, you're not going to see the physical signs, the physical deterioration of an individual in the throes of a gambling addiction.
Recent studies suggest there are at least 200,000 people in the Garden State alone struggling with a gambling problem. Well, this morning, a winter weather advisory continues for a little bit, about till 10 o'clock this morning. Cloudy with rain occasionally this morning, clearing up around noontime with a high of 42 degrees in Philly. This is WHYY.